Welcome to We Are Carroll, a service of the Community Foundation of Carroll County, or the CFCC. I'm your host, Kayla Selinsky. Today is February 23rd, the last Friday in Black History Month. To celebrate, we spoke with Patricia Mack Preston, founder of Appy Time for Learning, a nonprofit organization supported by the CFCC. In today's conversation, we learn about Patricia's background as an African-American woman, as an educator, and as a nonprofit leader. So sit back and enjoy this episode of We Are Carroll. Stay with us.
My name's Patricia Mack Preston. I grew up in Reisterstown, Maryland. I went to school there with my mom and dad and two sisters. I am currently living in Carroll County. I've been here for 35 years in this house that we built on family property. So my grandmother lived right next door. So I actually have been coming to Carroll County since I was born because I would spend weekends with my grandmother and we come up Sundays after church and have dinner and supper. So this area just has a special place in my heart from the very beginning. Let's see what else. I'm a retired teacher from Howard County. I taught kindergarten, first, second, and then I came to a Y in my career where I could go this way, teaching gifted and talented students, or this way, teaching children with special needs. So it was quite why in the road. And a friend of mine met me at the car one day and just said, you know, with the gifts that you have, the children with special needs just need you. As soon as she said it, it was like clear as day. It's like, this is from God. She is telling me that this is where I need to be. And so that's what I did about the last 20 years of teaching. I taught still in Howard County, and I taught special ed K through 5. My family's been in Carroll County since the early 40s during the Great Migration. So I migrated up from North Carolina. So that's my roots. I retired in 2015. And honestly, I know that God has given me these gifts and talents for other people. So I just was wrestling with what to do when I retire. And in 2015, if you remember, we had the riots in Baltimore. It was a Freddie Gray. All of that was happening when I was about to retire. And I just prayed, like, I just prayed for guidance, for purpose, for his plan. And then I took this educational apps class the spring that I retired, just because I always love to learn, always. So I took this class and I was like, wow, this is really cool. I could probably do this with children when I retire, right? So that was my idea. I was going to teach children who were growing up in poverty, work with them in small group. And I was going to Baltimore City. I had roots there, or I should say, yeah, I had roots there. My sister-in-law taught in that in a school in that area where the riots were. And I had a friend who got a job there teaching kindergarten. So, you know, I approached them and said, I'd love to come and pull small groups of children to help with their closing the gap, really, because they're the numbers are really sad, the academic achievement numbers there. So she was fine with it. I had to go and talk to the principal and the assistant principal. And I did that that summer. And I could tell, like, they liked the idea, but we'll see. I believe there's people who have good hearts that come to do a work to help. And it's a little bit too much about themselves and not about the others.
Absolutely.
So then they end up leaving because maybe you didn't like that you didn't get communicated about this, or if somebody said this, you weren't expecting this. And then it's always the I. But we have been there at this school for 9 years. So the cool thing is, before I retired, I was telling teachers what I want, what my vision was. And some other parents heard about it. And there were two parents, and then a third one that I only knew one of them that came to me and said, "We are seeing what's happening in the city. We are seeing the divide between people who have and people who need. We want to be a part of the solution, and we don't know what to do, but we heard you were trying to do something, and we want to be a part of that." So it ended up being four ladies. See, because God's plan is always bigger than my little plan, my little brain. I'm thinking me and five iPads, right? I brought them with my own money, and we're going down in the city and we're going to have a good time learning and closing the gap. And then it's like, oh, there's four of us. Wow. And we can do one-on-one
That's perfect.
instruction, which is the best, right? The best. So that's how we started down in Baltimore City at Marianne Winterling Elementary. So it's
Wow.
a Southwest Baltimore. And we're still there and still loving it. Still loving it.
That's
So
wonderful.
when I leave, I just know that I have been right smack dab in the middle of God's will.
That's beautiful. What is
But
your
I'm
mission?
prepared.
What's your mission for
So
Applied Time for Learning?
our Abbey Time for Learning mission statement is that we support the academic achievement of early learners who are living in poverty and are performing below grade level expectations. And we do this by integrating educational technology that promotes interactive learning, creativity, and problem solving. So that's where we are. Then, after 2 years, I said, well, I would like to do something up here in Carroll County. So I looked online. I found the two schools that had like the highest free and reduced lunch rates, and I knew they were, there are challenges with that. So I went to those two schools to talk to administration and got the hand, or like a complete shut the door.
And then locked it.
Wouldn't even meet with me.
Why? Where, what's going on?
Well, you have that look that we see, and we know that look.
Oh yeah.
It might be fleeting, but I saw
Yeesh.
it. when I walked in the door, I saw it. So unfortunately, that was my introduction to Carroll schools here. But I had a friend in my one of my groups, and she and her husband had a fund through the Community Foundation, and she said, "You need to go there. They can help you." Da da da. I was like, "I don't know. I don't know." One day, I was at Panera, and I came out and I said, "I'm going over. I'm
Good.
gonna go see what they say." And I got there and I told this story of Abbey Time, where we were, and what I wanted to do here. And Audrey Simoneaux, who was the executive director there, she was like, "They did what? I can't believe it. And they need help." She was incensed. He said, "Well, there's Head Start downstairs,
Oh.
that building. And Head Start, again, to qualify, you have to be at or below the poverty rate, which would be perfect for us." So she set up a meeting. We went down, and they were so happy to have us to work one-on-one with their students. Now, all of this is always a leap of faith for me,
Absolutely.
because the leap of faith is we're going to go here, but I don't have any volunteers. Okay, so I just spread the word, and today we have eight volunteers there. And at Marianne Winterling, we have nine volunteers that come every week, and these people are committed to the children. And I think it's because the first thing I say to them is not about us, it is about them. And when these things might happen, it's okay, because God's working through us. And so we have people of faith, people who are different places in their faith walk, who are coming and just loving the children. The children, when you come to them with some type of academic piece and you infuse love and joy and hope in it, there it is. That's the sweet spot right there. You know, when I walk into school sometimes and I see we only in Marion Winterling, we only do kindergarten and first graders. So that foundation is so important. But the other ones, like third to fourth, fifth graders, they'll walk in the hall and they say, "Oh, I miss you." And I give them a hug and I'm like, "I miss you too." And they said, "Can't you come and take me again?" I'm like, "No." You know, it's here in the heart.
Beautiful.
And they are making progress and we're a part of that. But the other cool thing is, well, let me tell you about one more place. We're actually in three places now.
Wow.
Again, only by God's grace, I had this idea that we needed to be at the Westminster Family Shelter because those children are in crisis. The families are in crisis. And you're in a shelter, so you're in, it's not a space of your own. So I had the idea and I approached them and they liked the idea. And then again, a leap of faith is okay, now I need people. And I was talking to friends at dinner and I saw the two ladies look at each other like, yes, this is what we want to do. And then, you know, more people came. And so I think we have eight volunteers that come. I all like in Marion Winterling, it's every week, and every week at Head Start. But here we have so many. And then when you go there, you might only have two, three children, you know, if they come. But the cool thing about being there is, I always tell the people who volunteer, this is about loving them, number one, loving them wherever they are. And the parents, when they see that we truly care, then they open up because there's a lot of walls built up. Necessarily, I understand to protect themselves. So, how do you get through the walls? You love them. And they be honest and they see it. It's real. And I don't want anybody to come along who's not real in it, who's doing it because they feel good. You need to go somewhere else. You need to come to help. You get the benefit, of course. But if it's you coming to make yourself feel good, you're in the wrong spot.
That's right.
Yeah.
What, how did you come up with the name Appy Time for learning?
Well, in that class that I took before I retired, they were joking around and they said, "Yeah, let's call it, we could call this class Appy Hour." And I thought, "Oh, that's a nice play on words." I said, "But, you know, that's like happy hour and drinks is probably not good for a education."
That's
And
right.
so I just twisted it and said, "It's Appy Time." And then we always tell the children when you come, even if you're feeling sad, when you leave, we want you to be happy. Like, this is the happy time. Some of them even call it happy time, you know,
That's
because of that.
beautiful. You know what it makes me think of? You and this is, I don't know, I this is a an what's the word? A compliment. You remind me of my first grade teacher, Miss Palmer. And Miss Palmer was a very strong woman. She's African American woman, and she also expected a lot from us, but also gave us a lot of care. So my foundation of education was that I was going to learn a lot, but I was also going to learn to build me up. I had got the foundation. And I think that's what you're doing is you're giving the students a foundation of confidence, but also support and love. And that's something they take with them for the rest of their lives.
Yes. I do not underestimate the power of it. I really don't. And it's not always something you see, right? But if you know it, if you know the power of it, then that's the blessing.
Beautiful. So if you were going to share what the Community Foundation of Carroll County means to you and your organization, what would it be?
Oh, they just opened up so many doors for me and for Abby time that I tell you, I went to a class at a library, I think in Anne Arundel County. It was called, the title was, "So You Think You Want to Start a Nonprofit?" And I thought, oh, okay, I'll go check it out because people were saying that that would be good to start one. And I went and I came out of there and I said, oh no, that is way too much work for me. No way. And then this happened, and they are doing, the taxes for you. They are teaching me things. They are showing me how to get grants. They just are a wealth of information. And anytime I go in there, I just feel welcome. I just feel welcome. So they have just been wonderful. And Audrey just showing me down to the Head Start and opening a door. When those doors had been closed in Carroll County, she helped open a door for me. And I'll never forget that.
That's so cool. I always think of social impact because that's one of my focus. I love education, but I also love social impact. What does social impact mean to you?
So to me, I wrote down risking your comfort,
Wow.
using your time and your finances to lift others to their God-given purpose and potential. That's social impact.
So, how does Abby Time for Learning make a positive social impact in Carroll County?
So, some things that we do, we ask other people to join us in this journey. So we have there's this group of boys called, the club is called Boys Read. And they are in Ebb Valley Elementary in Manchester. So they love to read. They meet every couple weeks or something, and they talk about books and have book discussions before school begins. And they actually, for the last 4 years, have created a book drive for Abby Time. And
Wow.
we have had probably 500 to 700 books.
Wow, that's
Because
awesome.
one of the, yeah. Because one of the things that we do, I forgot to say, at Abby Time is we give books away to children. So every week in Merritt Wenderling, every week when they come, there are books all over the floor and they pick books and that we, for their personal library. So,
Wow.
and then in Head Start, same thing. We put the books out and you get the books and this is for you. And then we put a little played in there and they put their name on it because a lot of times children who are in growing up in poverty, parents don't have the excess funds to buy books. And the only way you become a good reader and a great reader is if you read,
Exactly.
right? So that is one thing that this group of boys, fourth and fifth grade boys, help us. And we have another book drive from West Friendship Elementary in Howard County, which was my school. We also have Shiloh Middle School. Their Student Government Association will create Valentine Day bag treats because we just tell them that we love them. It's another way of saying we love you. Here's some pencils and some stickers and fun things like that. And it was funny because this year, when we did our first little bag, he said, I said, do you know why we're giving this to you? Because we're good. Nope. You are good, but that's not why. I said, because we love you. And he
Jeez.
said, what? What?
What?
You love us? Yes, we love you. And these people from the schools, these students, they care about you too. And so that's why they have put all this together to just say, we love you.
So cool.
Yeah. So we have those schools that are helping with that. We have Crossroads Community Church. One, they have a position at the school called Community Schools Coordinator, something like that. And he is a wonderful man. And we just came together and I said, how can we help in the community?
Yes.
So for the last 5 years, he has given us a name of, this is how I approach it with him, of the 10 neediest families in a school. Now, there's a lot of need in a school, but the 10 neediest families. And then what would they like? And then the church puts it out there, and then we put the bags together
Wow.
and bring it down. And during COVID, we delivered it.
Wow.
That was really cool. And also someone during COVID, because children didn't have, they were working at home, they didn't have desks.
Wow.
There was a man who made desks, like solid wood. And
So
he made, they made about 30 desks. So we got them all and took them down to the school and put them out front, and parents would come by. And if you didn't have a car, we'd load it on a truck and drive it around to your house so that they had their own desk. And then they could paint it the way they wanted because it was solid wood. It
that's
was
so
really good. So
beautiful.
there are just things that are organically grown that help, and people see the need and they come through. We are I'm talking right now to Natural Lawn of America, a business that also funds us
Cool.
for our planting day materials. And they we're talking about doing some after school, possibly coding class.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're kind of going to partner together, and we're going to talk to administration because they do have things after school there. So that's what I'm hoping and planning.
That's awesome. Everything you're saying is amazing. I'm also hearing that it's not just Carroll County. You're all over. You're in Howard County, Baltimore County. You're all over.
Connections.
Connections.
Connections are all over just because of my life experiences
Excellent.
and being with people, and people find out about what we're doing and they just want to be a part of it. So those are some of the connections we have with schools, and with churches, and with businesses. So
I'm going to stop you. I think you are amazing. I am a huge fan of you and your work and everything you do and your smile. You're just a wonderful human. And and I want to know if someone wants to help, because I actually, after this, I get way more information from you. I want to know how to help and how do we support you. So where do we go? Or what do we do if we want to help or we want to be part of it?
First you can come join us. Anybody who wants to volunteer, you can go on our website, happytimeforlearning.com, and you can join us at any of those locations, either at the Westminster Family Shelter, at Head Start, or also at Marion Winterling.
Cool.
So any of those live, again, if people listen to this, they know the kind of people we're looking for.
If you could define
So,
the people you're looking for, what are like three really important characteristics of those people, volunteers?
the volunteers need to be totally committed to children and their growth. They have to understand the value of loving a child who is going through poverty, going through trauma at their homes or at the center. Sometimes I send out just videos of a young person talking so that my volunteers are understanding some of the life challenges they have in such young ages. So we need people who are committed, who are understanding, who love children, and are risk takers. Because, you know, sometimes you say, well, you work with iPads. Oh, I don't know about iPads. Oh, we just do kindergarten, pre-K, and first. You can handle it. I'll teach you, right? You can handle it. And then they just love it. They just do. So it's a willingness and a commitment, but also that love has to be in there. And you have to be a joyful person.
Kids can
Because
sense that. I
who
work.
wants to learn? Who wants to learn, you know, in an environment?
That someone's not giggling and happy. I am essentially a clown. Because the kids, especially if I'm teaching, I'm like, da 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 da, 1 plus 1 is 2. This is just this is that. Because they will lose interest. But if you're silly, you kind of take down your wall, and then they can like, oh, okay, I can have fun and also learn.
Yes,
What about
it's
that?
so true. It's so true. So I think that's it.
That's it. Well, one,
Anything
I
else?
have
Is there
one
anything
more question.
else?
I do, because I like to give you the last word. What advice do you have for people that want to take that leap of faith, start their own organization, and kind of go for it? What's your advice for them?
I would tell them to do it, to step out. Because if you don't take the step, the first step, you will never know. You will never know. So just if you have it in your heart to do it, then step out and try it. And honestly, if it's meant to be, you know, God will bring people to what you're doing. People you didn't even expect, you know, like, wow, that person? Okay, great. Or you just mention something and you mention it, and people already they're ready to join you. So it's really just check yourself too. Let me just say that. Check yourself and your purpose. Your purpose. Why are you doing this?
Yes.
Because if you're just doing it for yourself, it might grow. But the substance of it will not be strong. It might grow and might look very pretty on the outside, right? But the substance of it, the strength and the power behind it will not be there. So check yourself first and then walk, do it, step
Yes.
it.
Thank you so much. This is incredible.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking me. I was like, oh, okay. I guess I'll try it.